This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. The effort to rein in so-called frivolous lawsuits is being backed by a number of business groups, including the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. On the other side of the debate are consumer groups and lawyers who claim a proposal now in the Senate would put severe restrictions on a consumer's right to sue. NPR's Jack Speer reports.
At the heart of the debate over class action lawsuits is the issue of so-called venue shopping. That's the practice of searching for a friendly judge and jury to hear a lawsuit. Certain judges in certain out-of-the-way counties have become enormously popular with plaintiffs' attorneys, and the number of class action suits has grown steadily. The companies named in these suits usually settle rather than face a jury in a hostile courtroom. Senate Finance Committee Chairman Charles Grassley says that's why lawmakers on both sides of the aisle are backing what's called the Class Action Fairness Act.
We've all heard stories about abuses of the class action system, the settlement where a consumer gets a $1 off a coupon while the lawyer sails away in a yacht worth millions. I don't think anybody in this room can honestly tell me that this is the right thing to have in a system of justice.
Grassley is the principal sponsor of a bill that would move some of these cases out of state courts and into federal courts. It does this by setting specific criteria. Cases that have a lot of out-of-state plaintiffs or in which the amount involved exceeds $5 million would go to federal court. The bill also has other measures designed to limit so-called venue shopping. At a news conference on Capitol Hill yesterday, supporters of the bill presented several disappointed plaintiffs from recent class action cases. Ashley Norden was involved in a lawsuit against the Blockbuster video chain over late fees. She says she wound up with some coupons while the lawyers in the case enjoyed a huge payday.
Under the proposed settlement, I, along with other class members, would get coupons. This would be two coupons I would be receiving for movie rentals plus a dollar off coupon. Meanwhile, my lawyers are going to receive $9.2 million, the lawyers that have never contacted me. For me, these numbers just don't add up.
Other plaintiffs had similar stories. Martha Preston was part of a lawsuit against Bank of Boston over the bank's handling of mortgage escrow accounts. She says while class members ultimately won the case, she wound up losing money.
My share of the class action settlement eventually came to $4. Later, I found out that $95 was taken out of my escrow account to pay for the $8.5 million in legal fees that went to the attorneys who were supposed to be representing me.
But opponents say the bill in its current form amounts to a heavy-handed stealth campaign on the part of business to limit an individual's right to sue. A group of 13 state's attorneys general, led by New York's Elliot Spitzer, have come out against the bill, and some consumer groups also oppose the legislation. Jackson Williams is legislative counsel with the group Public Citizen. He acknowledges that in some instances lawyers have gamed the system, but he says the bill goes too far.
Unfortunately, the bill is not aimed at resolving those problems. The bill is aimed at giving defendants and corporations an advantage in defending the lawsuits.
Democratic Minority Leader Tom Daschle agrees. He attacked the bill as anti-consumer, but a number of his colleagues plan to vote with the Republicans. Sponsor Charles Grassley said the measure is needed to stop cases of national scope from being decided in some podunk county. The bill has enough support to pass by a comfortable margin if it were to be put to an up or down vote. However, it's unclear whether supporters will now get that opportunity. Jack Speer, NPR News, Washington.